Follow me as I take you link by link to the top of the Zionist food chain that feeds the TSA, its employees, its X-ray scanners, and its invasive pat-downs. I begin with one Sarah Horowitz, formerly a Jewish freelance writer who now works as spokeswoman for the TSA. Through Zionist networking, Horowitz, apparently in an association with fellow Jew Dan Gerstein, serving as communications strategist for Senator Joseph Lieberman, who just happens to be the head of the Senate Committee for Homeland Security, landed her high-ranking job at the TSA. Next in the links of the ever-rising TSA's Zionist food chain is John Pistole, head of the TSA, who also owes his job to Senator Joseph Lieberman, who officiated at Pistole's appointment hearing in October 2010. As we move up the links of the TSA's Zionist food chain, we come to the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. In 2005, Michael Chertoff, in another apparent Zionist networking scheme with Senator Joseph Lieberman, landed his job as head of Homeland Security. Chertoff, like Lieberman, is also a Talmudic Jew with close ties to the Israeli security apparatus, because Chertoff happens to be a dual citizen of Israel and America. No sooner did Chertoff take office than he ordered the first batch of porno scanners from Rapiscan Systems. After his departure in 2009, Chertoff gave dozens of interviews using his government credentials promoting Rapiscan's death scanners. What Chertoff did not tell the people was that Rapiscan was Chertoff's chief client at his consulting group, the Chertoff Group. By the end of 2011, Chertoff hopes to see over 1,000 of Rapiscan's porno scanners installed in America's airports throughout the nation. In other words, Chertoff has built a nice little multi-million dollar business for himself, feeding off of American taxpayers' hard-earned money, who are being raped by these porno scanners in more ways than one. In April of 2010, both Chertoff, Lieberman, and fellow Jew Congresswoman Jane Harman, who serves on the Senate Intelligence Committee for Homeland Security, appeared on CBS's Meet the Press, praising the new airport security rules as good for America. Nah, it ain't good for America. It's only good for Zionist Jews. For what was once good for the gander is no longer good for the rest of us who are being goosed by the Zionist Jews at the top of the TSA's Zionist food chain.